And it's time for another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. And this morning we're going to head on over to Johnson Memorial Health Services and visit with Rachel Hawkinson. Rachel's a physical therapist. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning, Paul.
You're kind of becoming a regular on this show, aren't you?
I think so.
Yeah, we enjoy visiting with you. And boy, you know, summertime, we got a good subject to talk about today.
Yes. I hate to say it, but I think midway through summer here, sad to see it wrapping up here in the next month or so. But yeah, we're going to talk about, we still want you to be active, but be safe. A couple months ago, I did a video blog, which can be found on our Facebook site as well as our YouTube channel, about kind of some walking and jogging tips or things to be mindful of, whether, you know, you're new at it and just starting up a program, or you're an avid runner and, hey, I'm having some shin splints, what can I do, or where can I start to kind of look at this?
So we're going to talk about walking this morning, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the benefits of walking, Rachel?
Yeah, there's a lot of benefits for walking, whether we're talking about from cardiovascular benefits, but even more research has been shown to show mindful benefits, that even walking, and especially out in nature, can be very helpful for the mind.
Yeah, it helps with the emotional side of it, too.
Yeah, definitely.
Right? Can bring your spirits up.
Yeah.
To be outdoors, right?
Definitely.
Okay. Yeah, well, let's talk about how do you get motivated to walk? That's my biggest issue, Rachel.
Yes. Well, everybody gets motivated in different ways, so kind of what works for you. But, you know, knowing those benefits, I think, can be very beneficial. And a big thing is kind of setting a routine and knowing what works for you. Is it, hey, I do best first thing in the morning, or no, I need to wait till the evening, or maybe quick over my lunch hour, whatever the case might be. Kind of knowing what works for you and setting goals and making sure that they're attainable. You know, whatever we're doing, yeah, we want to push ourselves, but we also want to see success and build off of that.
Right. I know. I really like to walk, Rachel, but to get off the chair, off the couch, to get going, is difficult. Once I do that, I'm really happy I'm outside walking. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Usually everybody will say that, you know, gosh, it was tough to get started, whether it was go to the gym or go for a walk. But once you're through with it, you really feel good about it and wonder why you don't do it more often.
Right. And, you know, set goals, small goals. You know, I'm going to walk 6 blocks today. That kind of stuff I'd gather, huh?
Yes, and everybody's a little different, and, you know, you hopefully kind of know where you're starting from if you haven't been walking at all. I always say if you're going to go outside, and especially in this hot, humid weather we've been having lately, is stick close to home. You know, even if it means, hey, I got to start my driveway distance and back, and if you feel good after one time through, go another and kind of go until you feel like you need to take a break or go around the block, but you know if you need to stop or take a break, get into the AC, you can do that.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to sound like I'm a old fogey or whatever, or different, but I like to walk alone, but I know a lot of people like to walk with a friend or your spouse or your partner, right?
Yep, and again, kind of knowing what you like, some people enjoy that, and it helps make the time go by a little bit more quickly if you're in conversation. Another thing, too, would be, like you said, even if it's by yourself, if you prefer to kind of hear nature around you, or if you prefer to put in some headphones and listen to upbeat music, or
right.
U92, or...
There you go.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or even, you know, listening to a podcast, whatever it might be, you know,
right.
Can be motivational, too.
I got to back up here. That kind of sounded bad, like I don't like to walk with my wife, but I do. We do go for walks together, but, you know, she's a speed walker. She likes to walk fast, you know,
yeah.
And I don't. And so that's the little conflict we have, but we do go for walks.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
What else did you talk about on the video blog there, Rachel?
Yeah, a couple things, and I should say that if you were to see me in person, we would, you know, kind of look at how you stand, how you walk, check strength, motion, that type of thing. So we would do a full-on evaluation. But a couple things that I just mentioned, in the video blog was, you know, for walking, making sure that you're taking equal stride lengths on each side. You're not doing something kind of weird on one, with one foot or one leg than you are the other side. With running, kind of depends on what your running form already looks like, but oftentimes people take too long of strides, and then they land heavy on their heel, and so that's just more stress on their joints, on their muscles, and so a lot of it's kind of talking through shortening your strides and using more of your muscles to help cushion versus landing stiff on those joints and muscles.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's talk about jogging for a minute there. What can you tell us about that, the proper way to jog or run?
Yeah, not everybody's a jogger, but whether it's, I mean, there's a couple of good resources out there that you can find, you know, Couch to 5K to starting up a new program. But when it comes to jogging, I think the biggest thing is, you know, staying, not getting too long with those strides. And like I said, so you can cushion and using your arms. A lot of it's kind of posture, breathing as well.
Yeah, I'm not a runner, so I couldn't help you with any advice there either. So, so are you a runner or a jogger?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Did you learn how to do that, or did you just done it since you were in high school, or how do you become a runner, I guess? That's what I'm asking.
You know, I guess I kind of just did it with sports, and I always figured, hey, it's something that I did with sports, and any mm-hmm. running that I did was to condition myself for that sports season. Now that I don't play sports much anymore, rather I'm coaching.
Yep.
I just kind of run for pleasure and just to stay in shape. So probably, you know, a good couple days a week I'll go for 2 to 4 mile runs. Now I'm living out in the country, so I really enjoy those country runs.
Okay. Well, you mentioned this earlier, but we're having hot weather. What are some tips you can give for walking or jogging in hot weather? What do you got to be careful about?
Yeah, biggest thing would be stay hydrated. And I mentioned previously about, you know, staying close to home. I think that's something, too, that can be helpful in these hot weather months. Is, you know, so if you do need to stop, take a break, or even if it's finding a park bench, but don't be afraid to bring water. There's a lot of sports drinks out there too that, you know, have electrolytes in them, so I think that's important. Wearing a breathable clothing, that can help.
And a good pair of shoes is helpful, right?
Yes, definitely.
I remember one time I got a brand new pair of tennis shoes, and I actually went for a walk, a long walk right away, and I said, well, that was a mistake. I should have broke them in first.
Yeah, might be hurting a little while later with the blisters.
That's right. I didn't. Yeah. I won't do that again.
So, learn your lesson.
Yep. All right, anything else you'd like to mention about walking and jogging?
Yeah, if you have any questions, you can check out the video blog or give us a call to schedule an appointment with one of us here at Johnson Memorial.
Is that on the website or Facebook page, Rachel? Or?
Yep, on our Facebook page as well as our YouTube channel, you can find that video blog regarding walking and jogging.
Okay, and that would be under Johnson Memorial Health Services then, right?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. All right, Rachel, it's always fun to visit with you, and you always have some great advice, and thanks for being on Wellness Wednesday this morning.
Thank you so much, Paul. I appreciate it.
Yep. Rachel Hawkinson, a physical therapist at Johnson Memorial Health Services, and this has been another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.